This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Saturday that he would not negotiate a delay to Brexit after lawmakers backed a proposal to withhold approval for his agreement until formal ratification legislation was passed. AP's Ben Thomas.
A special Saturday session of Britain's Parliament to consider Prime Minister Boris Johnson's renegotiated terms for leaving the European Union produced this.
The ayes to the right, 322. The noes to the left, 306.
But that vote was for an amendment postponing ratification until Parliament approves a plan for how Brexit will be carried out. Implementation legislation will now be considered Monday. One way or another, though, Johnson says there's no way he will negotiate another delay with the EU.
Further delay would be bad for this country, bad for our European Union, and bad for democracy.
To which Ian Blackford of the Scottish National Party responded,
"Well, Prime Minister, you'll find yourself in court."
I'm Ben Thomas.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan vowed Saturday to crush the heads of Kurdish militants in northern Syria if they didn't withdraw during the 120-hour period ceasefire.
Olursa olur.
Saying if it works, it works. If it doesn't, the minute 120 hours expire, we will continue from where we left and continue crushing the heads of the terrorists. Meanwhile, an official in the Kurdish-led self-administration of northeastern Syria said that Turkey was not abiding by U.S.-brokered ceasefire and continued shelling and airstrikes around an area that killed at least 17. This is VOA News. In a series of tweets Saturday night, U.S. President Trump said he was canceling plans to hold the next G7 summit at a golf resort he owns in Miami, Florida. Earlier this week, the president had confirmed plans to hold the summit at the Trump National Doral. He blamed the media and Democrats for opposing the Doral site. Tear gas fired at Hong Kong anti-government demonstrators, activists, continued to ask citizens to join them in the anti-government protests March Sunday, even though they did risk arrest in doing so. The Hong Kong police declared the protests unlawful and a risk to public safety. And as the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's political crisis extends into a fifth month, protesters are still trying to keep the pressure on the government to respond to their demands, including full democracy and an independent inquiry into alleged police brutality. At a rally in New York, Bernie Sanders talked about his presidency, what's next for him after a heart attack.
I am back.
The 78-year-old Democratic presidential candidate basked in the crowd of what he says was at least 20,000 supporters in Queensbridge Park.
I am more than ready to assume the office of President of the United States.
The rally marks Sanders' formal return to the campaign trail as he tries to give his stagnant bid for the White House an instant shot of energy. Among those introducing the Vermont senator was Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Bernie Sanders fought for us.
Who Sanders says will be on the campaign trail with him. Julie Walker, New York.
The general in charge of security in Santiago, Chile, has announced a nighttime curfew after violent protests over subway fares. Soldiers patrolled the city streets Saturday as part of a state of emergency declared by the president, Sebastián Piñera, in response to student-led protests Friday that paralyzed the city. And Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Saturday he received a phone call from U.S. President Donald Trump to express solidarity over the events this week in the northern Mexican city of Culiacan, where the government backed off from an attempt to arrest a drug suspect in the face of extraordinary cartel violence, an attempt to arrest the son of convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in response to a U.S. request for extradition, resulted in a deadly gunfight in the city of 800,000. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.